I am Fuffy.
And this is Jonas from the band Illumishade, and you're listening to That Metal Interview Podcast.
Salutations and a big welcome to all metalheads. You are all welcome to check out this podcast. Thank you for clicking on it out of thousands and thousands of rock metal podcasts. Thank you guys, much appreciated. On behalf of your friend James from the state of Texas, US of A, from the planet Earth. Anyways, so we have two special guests on this episode of That Metal Interview. We have Fabian, lead vocalist, and Jonas, the guitar player for Illumishade, who are here to promote a brand new album by the name of Another Side of You. Napalm Records presents, and this record is dropping February 16th. If you are listening to this episode after February 16th, then you have access to the album. Right now, let's check out Cloud Reader from the brand new stuff, Illumishade. Be right back. To label this metal, I'm not sure, but it is awesome metal. That was Cloud Reader. You guys can stream it now. It's available on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, whichever preferred way of listening to music. It is on your behalf. Album coming out, Another Side of You, February 16th, Napalm Records. Let's check out the interview with Fabian, lead vocalist, and Jonas, guitar player for Illumishade. Check it out. So the first question is, where are you and what part of the planet are you at?
Well, currently we're actually on tour with D-Lane, on Europe tour. So we are having an off day here in Villach in Austria before driving tonight to Milano, where we will play our next show.
How's the weather up there? Is it okay?
Actually, super nice. Today it was sunny and there was even some snow, and I love it so much. I went for a walk along the river today, and finally we could catch some sun, because obviously on tour you're hanging out a lot in the dark clubs, and even if we had the chance, somehow it was always quite gray. So now it was really refreshing, I have to say.
Cool. So how do you pick a spot to rest on your off day? Do you pick like a park, or do you pick a mall or a store?
I always go for nature. If possible, if there is water around close nearby, then I always pick water. Then parks, as you say. I'm just trying to get away a little bit from people.
Yeah.
And from people made stuff like buildings. Always going outside, getting some fresh air, absolutely, it's the most important. Getting some sun, some vitamin D.
Exactly.
Yeah, Jonas is back anyway.
Hello,
Jonas.
Hi.
Welcome. You just missed one question. Where are you? What part of the planet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What part of the planet?
Well, the Austrian part of the.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Dark waters over Europe, Act Two. Tour. So how is that going so far?
Very well. I mean, it's just a really nice package for us, because we started playing one-off shows with D-Lane last year, and we got along great, and they invited us back, so it's just really nice to be on a full tour with them. Of course, the home turf for D-Lane is like the, you know, Holland and the Dutch, yeah, parts of... Dutch parts of Europe, parts which of is Europe, Holland,
which is, and Belgium, right? To be
fair. Yeah. So no, it's going great. We're having a lot of fun.
Is it a good combination? Is it a bad combination? D-Lane.
No, it's a very good combination. A very good combination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. We already could feel that when we were playing three shows with them and Xandria in last April. So I guess that's why they actually asked us again to join now for the whole tour leg. Because I don't know, musically it just matched. Also, the people are really nice, so, and we are very nice, so.
Yeah, you guys sound like nice people. I don't think you guys are gonna.
Probably, yeah.
I don't think you're gonna change character after the interview, go home and fight or something. Right?
Oh, well.
You would think.
No. Right. So, how many new songs are you guys playing on this tour?
Five, right?
No, four.
Four. We don't play him. So, we play Elegy. We play Cloud Reader, Riptide, and Enemy.
No, we don't play
Riptide. Play Riptide. Why, here we are.
Sorry, it's just, Bobby's a bit tired.
Yeah. Day off, exactly.
Day off.
Yeah.
Who makes the set list? Who's the guy or who's the girl that says, you know what, let's start off with this song, and then we'll paste this song together, and then we'll end with this one. Who's the one in charge there? Or does everybody pitch in ideas? Or?
Yeah. I mean, usually everyone has something to say, because sometimes you have Fabi going to the piano, then you have a guitar change, or you have two songs that maybe are too similar to each other to play after each other. So usually everyone is like comes up with like a smart thing to add.
Yeah, but I would say like Mark is
passionate about it.
He comes from the proggy conceptual music, so I think
pierogi.
So I think for him, like he listens through and sees like, hey, here and there something is lacking and so on. So I think a lot of it comes from him adding all the ideas and practical things, like as Jonas said, like, hey, the same tuning, let's just use these songs after each other, or play these songs, not use them, we don't use them, we play them.
That's something that people don't know, the tunings on the guitars and bass, some notes are, some songs are different keys, right? Yeah, tunings and all that, yeah. People don't know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
That doesn't make sense to change every song. It just takes too much time, it's too much stress, I don't know, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really happy, actually, with this set.
This is fun to play, this one, I have to say.
Very cool. Glad you guys are having fun. So you guys also have a U.S. tour coming in April, right, with Corpus Christi and Visions of Atlantis. You guys excited?
Yes, oh, yeah. Actually, now with the new album, can go straight away to North America. I mean, we toured North America twice with El Beatty, and it's always great. I mean, the mood, the people, just, I don't know, this part of the world is very fascinating, and to be able now to go with Illumishade with our own music and even with our new album is just, I don't know, it's a dream come true, I would say. I mean, super awesome.
Absolutely.
Very yeah. cool. I'm in Texas here in the U.S. I don't see any Texas dates. What happened there? It's just skipping for now.
That's a sad. That's actually sad.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Sad for the Texas fans. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Next time.
Actually, you're right.
Yeah, but we'll be back even faster then.
Let's hope.
but yeah, that's. I mean, those shows were always wild.
Yeah.
Like on last tour, super awesome. With. No, we had Omnium Gatherum and Seven Spires with us with Helvetia, and it was
that's right.
You know, Austin was is always like super fun, and Houston
yeah.
at the White Oak.
Yeah, White Oak.
What else?
Oh, there was outdoor. One in Texas was outdoor.
Oh, of course, Brass Monk, Gas Monkey, of course. Monk. Yeah,
Dallas. Okay, not,
Amplified. Yeah.
Dallas, Texas. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dallas. Yes. Yeah. That. That was really
awesome.
Cool.
Hometown of Pandora. Baby.
Okay.
So I guess I'll catch you next time. So before we get into your music, the new stuff and all that, what's with the name Illumishade? What does it mean, and who came up with that? It's cool though.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You know, weird, but cool though.
I think it all started when I had this vision to
of Atlantis.
When I had this vision of creating a band around a fantasy world, and I just had, I don't know, it maybe sounds a little bit weird, but I just had this image in my head with ice and snow and things, and then I just did some research, and apparently snow, like some kind of snowstorm in Finnish is called Lumisade something, and then we kind of just, I don't know, it was like Illumishade. Ooh, I like it. So this is how it actually came all together. It happened to be very authentic to our music, I would say. I mean, you can hear the light and the dark, as cliche as it is, but you hear it in our music, so happens just to be a perfect match.
Wow, just like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Fabienne, I read your master's in school. The thesis was Illumishade. Can you talk about that? Explain what that was all about?
Yeah, sure. So we all were studying at the school of art in Zurich. So this is how actually we met, and I did my master degrees in 2019, and it's part of the master degree in music pedagogy that I studied is to make some kind of project. Music Tamagotchi is to bring some kind of music on stage, and of course for me it was a very busy year with Helvetia. We were, I don't know, we played like 120 shows in that year when I actually should do my master thesis. So I asked Jonas, since we were together on the road with Helvetia, to team up with me, and it was quite clear to have Yannick and Mark. They studied with me in the same year. They were just a perfect fit. And Miri, she also was at school, and I just had a feeling like we need her with the cinematic touch and the magic that she brings to it. And yeah, after it was done at school, we just had these songs ready, and it was like, well, this is it. And we were like, it would be sad. And then we just decided to go to the studio and keep it rolling and see where it leads to. And now we're on our first Europe tour and coming to the US soon, so that's really cool. If we actually look back, can be proud.
Wow, what a cool story. Well, just like that. It's involved with school. I think this is the first time I hear of a band that's not made in school, or but part of a you know, thesis and all that. It's like, this is the first time I hear of this. It's very cool. Wow. Very.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's like there's Dream Theater and now Illumishade.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
What?
Yeah, like.
No, Dream Theater. Yeah, okay.
No, you guys are more cool than Dream Theater.
I think so. But now Mike Portnoy's back. Now it's, you know, the coolness got back into that band.
Okay, so you got me there. So it's about the same now. Mike Portnoy. Yeah, he's a beast on the drums, right? Yeah. So.
And he's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you guys met him?
No, I wish. This is my goal is to support Dream Theater on a tour. That's what I want to do with Illumishade.
I think that'll fit. It's a good combination. Have you guys reached out to their booking people or not yet?
No, but as soon as they announce a new album, we really want to do that.
Yeah, wow, it's a good idea. That'd be a good bill for people.
That would be my dream.
Right? So yeah. You guys have a new album coming out February 16th. It's coming very soon, Another Side of You. You guys excited for that? Is that a dumb question?
I was just about to say no. No, man.
Yeah, the sarcastic. Yeah, no, not excited.
Yeah, I mean, we're super. It's such an exciting. The whole thing now leading up to this release, I think for us, for every one of us, is so. It's so rewarding because basically, it's a time for the band where it went from. Is it actually a band? Is it like a studio project? What is it actually to? It's a Napalm act that is, you know, touring Europe and the States. And this album is kind of like a time frame to it. You know, that's what happened during the whole process of writing these songs. So I think it will stick with us as a very, very special release, I guess.
Very cool. How about you, Fabienne? Are you excited for this?
I'm super excited. I mean, I'm just super curious to hear what people think, what kind of emotions they get out when they listen to it.
Right? Yeah. Very important, right? The fans, the critics and all that.
It's especially because this new record, it is, I would say, more versatile, more experimental. I'm just curious how people will receive it, actually. So I actually cannot wait. And then we have the album release shows as well, which are going to be really, really fun, I'm sure. And then touring in North America with the new record and playing these new songs, most of all, that's going to be cool.
Oh, very cool. Are you guys 100% satisfied with the production and the song list and the arrangements? Or is there something you guys wish you could have changed, like a note here, a note there, a chorus, something?
Yeah.
You know, there's always something, but over the years, I mean, I can speak for myself, but I really believe in the power of the spontaneous and emotional power of music, and I think that's, you can hear this usually in the first few takes or when the idea is fresh. You know, if you try to capture that lightning in a bottle kind of thing. That's, to me, it's worth so much more than polishing something to death. That being said, you can probably guess that, like, my I come from a very, like, a rock kind of old school background in a way, because, you know, when you listen to bands like Led Zeppelin or Aerosmith or Van Halen, and you get all the isolated tracks.
Yeah.
You hear so much dirt, you know, but that's the magic, and I think that's the personality that made a band be great, you know.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of modern metal actually lacks this.
A little bit of dirt on there is too polished, right? Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, everything sounds extremely massive, but it also sounds a bit lifeless, I think.
Yeah, exactly. I saw an interview with Kirk Hammett of Metallica, and he kind of said that he regrets not fixing some solos on Kill 'Em All, the first album. But then again, those are signature solos that, you know, it's just classic stuff, right? But he kind of regrets not fixing that, And then he kind of said what you said. That's the dirt that people enjoy. That's part of the whole dirty stuff that came out. That's just the way he came out, right?
Exactly, yeah. And it's like a statement captured. It's like a screenshot in time, right? That's what a record is. And then, I mean, if you play, as soon as you start playing something live, you can always, like we do that. Of course, our music is very dense, so there's only so much room to improvise. But in a small sense, we all do it. Like sometimes the vocals are a bit more laid back, or a lot more laid back.
No, but, I got it.
Or, you know, there's some drum feel that's different. So we really try to be, you know, to give people like a very, like the excitement of a live band, you know.
Yeah. So who comes up with the songs here? Who came up with the melodies, the arrangements, the riffs? Is it you guys, or is it the rest of the band all together, or?
Mostly Fabien and me. And mostly, it's not always the case, but mostly like Bobby's songs are more on the majestic side, and my songs are more like the heavy riff heavy songs. Of course, I mean, that makes kind of sense, but sometimes it can be that, I mean, a song like Cyclone, that was a song that originated from Miriam, our keyboard player.
Okay, yeah.
And some songs are really team efforts, but mostly it's the two of us, yeah.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
I love the stuff on Cloud Reader and Enemy. There's cool, real cool arrangements there, you know, melodies and stuff. Very cool stuff there.
Cool.
Which is your favorite track, each one of you? Your favorite new track on this album?
I think it's really, really hard to answer. I mean, I think it's, it also changes. Always, I really had to take quite a long break after this recording process somehow to process everything. Now I listen
after the process
I had to process I had a long car drive and I listened to the whole album, and it's hard to say a favorite one. I think with Hummingbird I have a very nice memory on how it got created, because it was not really planned to be on the album, and by the end of the whole writing process we all planned to go to the mountains in a hut and just work all together, and there it actually just, I don't know, hit me with this humming motif melody, and just showed it to the guys, and then Jonas took it further, did all the heavy parts and things and tweaked here and there stuff, and I don't know, it was just nice that something was created in the mountains from the beginning until more or less the end, I think.
No, that's very cool.
I have just very nice memories from this whole process of the song. But as Jonas said, like before, every song is a little bit different the way it got done. It's really, this is what I love about writing with Illumishade, because one song comes completely from Jonas, one is with a piano ballad as a bass, and then Mark throws in a cool, I don't know, Arrochmo ideas with the drum, with the tempo change or whatever. Well, that's really cool.
Nice. Wow. Yeah. It's the complete democracy teamwork. Very cool. Did you guys, when writing stuff, did you guys go back to the first record, Ecliptic, and just try to pick up from there where you guys left off that project? Or was it all just fresh stuff up in the mountain, as you said? Did you just ignore the first record, or in other words?
No, I mean, we didn't. There was some leftovers from Ecliptic. So there is one song that actually, or goes back to the Ecliptic session that ended up being finished for this record. But the rest, we didn't really think about the first record, I think. We just wrote what came out.
There is this one reference, lyric-wise, a little bit melody-wise in Cyclone. So for the nerdy people that listen, I think they will maybe find this Easter egg. Let's see.
Well, very cool. So how many instruments do you guys play, both of you? You guys play different instruments, right?
I sing. I play the piano in Illumishade, and I play a little bit of harp in Elveti, and a tiny bit guitar.
Yeah.
Tiny bit. A little bit of ukulele, too.
A tiny bit of guitar? Yeah. You mean like a couple of chords, or...?
Yeah. I can play like these normal chords and strum them and sing, but the finger picking, I was just always too lazy to practice, and now I really regret it. So if I ever have shit lots of time, maybe next life, and I can practice. No, actually, I would love to be able to play acoustic guitar better. So that's definitely something maybe to look at.
A goal. Yeah, in the future. You go. It's never too late.
Yeah.
How about you, Jonas? How many instruments? Just guitar, or?
Yeah, I mainly play guitar. I mean, my piano playing's really bad.
Play one.
Yeah, I can. Okay. I wish I would be better at drums. That's my thing. I sing harmony vocals, and if they're not too loud in the mix, it's okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Not too loud. Turn down.
You know. No, but you know, mostly when I don't have the guitar in my hands, but work on music, it's because I do the pre-productions for the songs. So I program drums, I work with DAWs a lot, and
very cool.
If that counts, instrument.
So you mentioned Illuvity, Fabian. Can you give us an update on that band? What's going on there? The last thing you guys released was a couple of singles and a live album, and 2019, a full album, Tegnatos, if I can, wrong pronunciation. What's an update on the band? What's going on there?
We are looking forward to playing some festivals now this coming summer in Europe. That's going to be fun for sure. And I think we cannot say too much, but of course there are things cooking at the moment. And I think people can look forward to stuff in the future, let's say. I mean, good things just take time. And we're on it. It's gonna be really cool. It's just needs a little bit more patience still.
Any US tours or Latin America?
I think once there will be new stuff out, I'm sure we will tour the world, hopefully, again. Don't know exactly when that will be, but I guess that will be the case then. Yeah.
Nice. Jonas, do you have any side projects or other bands you want to mention?
Yes, I actually do. In fact, the other like passion project I have is a Van Halen tribute band.
Nice,
because you know, this guy Edward Van Halen.
some guy.
Yeah, some guy, you know, that had an influence on like 1.5 billion guitar players around the world.
Right.
And wrote the book of rock and roll. No, but it's such a fun thing to do because you know, it's like we're like this group of best friends that all grew up on Van Halen. It's just in our DNA, and we don't try. You know, we're not like the Atomic Punks. We don't dress up and have the exact same stage props and stuff.
Yeah,
it's more like paying an homage to like this, not only Eddie, but you know, we have two singers, so we do Roth and Hagar era songs, and
okay,
it's more like just paying homage and a tribute to. You know, this band that was so essential for that decade, you know, of rock music. So that's my side thing that I do. I really love that. But we play, mostly we play in Switzerland and then we play Germany. And yeah, that's a cool thing.
What's the name of the band?
Von Halen.
Oh, wow. Very cool. You mentioned Roth and Hagar. Do you guys cover the Sharon era, the album? No.
You know, I'd love to, but the singers are like, that album sucks anyway. And, you know, they just don't really get the point of that album. I always used to think it has cool stuff in it, even if it's like the odd one out, but it has a lot of cool stuff in it. I'm working on convincing them.
Wow. So you can play that Eddie Van Halen stuff. Wow, that's some tough stuff.
I'm not sure I can, but I'll say I'll try. No, it's, you know, with a player like Eddie, I mean, he's up there with like Jeff Beck and yeah, you know, those players, Jimi Hendrix, like in a sense of play, like artists that have such a distinctive style that you hear him play one note, like Mark Knopfler, you know, and it, you know, it's them. You cannot, it's impossible to, you know, play like someone, yep, like that, of course, but you, I think it's the task is to, you know, of course you have to play the notes, because everyone knows the solos, everyone knows the songs,
yeah,
but you still have to interpret it, because it's just not possible, of course, because you're not that person,
right?
And to me it's you know, of course there's the how to play it and how, like, the sound and the amp and stuff, but I think it's also when you try to play Van Halen stuff, it's so important to make it be fun, you know, shoot from the hip kind of thing. Because Van Halen wasn't about perfection. It was so perfect because it was just like all out energy and, you know, playing a song at double speed, like Unchained live, than it is in the studio and all that kind of, they were like this dangerous rock band and it was just in the moment. So,
awesome music.
Yeah. And I think that's the important thing to think of when covering Van Halen.
You mentioned Beck, Van Halen, Eddie, Hendrix. I mentioned, I would like to throw in there, Malmsteen. Do you think, do you guys think maybe these guys were half human, half alien, or maybe a government project kind of thing, or hybrid, or, because, I think about these guys are kind of they're innovators, and I don't know, they're not all human, I think. What do you guys think about that? Right?
Well, I'm not big on conspiracy theories, but I do think that it's crucial how you grow up. I really believe in that, like what your surroundings are. Because if music's around you when you're like in your formative years, I truly believe that this is how it gets worked into your system and sticks, you know. And then, that's just my 5 cents. But I heard Yngwie say he purposely broke one of his ribs because he could play the guitar better on his lap while practicing, or something like super weird like that. But so maybe they are half alien. But
yeah, we never
they
know.
All rule. Those are the gods of rock guitar. So.
For sure, right? Yeah. So before I let you go, what's next for the band here? I know you guys are on tour and you're on a break. What's after this tour? More rehearsals or another break before the U.S. tour, or what's next?
Actually, album release shows will be the next thing in March. So this is what we are going to concentrate on, and the album release and everything that comes with it, like having interviews, social media, promoting everything that goes around it, and then US, and then some festivals.
Yep.
So it's busy. It's cool. We're super excited.
Nice. Do you want to send a message to your fans and friends listening, both of you, or either one?
I mean, first of all, thanks for listening to our music. Thanks for listening to this podcast. We really value your support, and we cannot wait to meet you all on stage in the U.S.
Oh yeah,
and Canada.
Awesome, very cool. You guys are cool guys. You guys are cool rock stars. You're not big headed. You're talented, and you got
rock stars.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We'll see you sometime in Texas, sometime in the future.
That would be cool. Hey, thanks so much.
A great, awesome chat with a pair of awesome musicians. Thank you, Fabienne, for your time, and thank you, Jonas, for chatting and sharing some stories from the band. And don't forget to pick up their album dropping February 16th, Another Side of You. And we got an update there from Illuvity, Fabian's other band, right? So there you go. Thank you guys for joining us once more. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Don't forget to follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, X, Instagram. And don't forget to visit our sister station, jrocksmetalzone.com. 24/7 rock metal in your face. And anyways, don't forget to keep it metal.